This is a story from Dylan. He's 16 years of age, and this happened about 2 years ago. Himself, his mother, and his father, his sister, were going to Bundoran for a day out for a christening. So they left very early in the morning, and because their parents had decided that they wanted to drink that night to have a good time, they took the bus from Bus Aras. They were on the bus for about 2 hours, and when the bus broke down, and it broke down somewhere in Longford. After waiting about 2 hours for the bus, another bus arrived, and after 45 minutes, that bus broke down. So they were on the bus, and the first bus that had broke down two hours earlier arrived to pick them up, and they carried on their journey, but obviously they were quite tired and a little bit fraught, and their nerves were frayed. They missed the ceremony they had intended to go to, a family christening. So the next port of call was the pub. So the family went to the pub, and across the road from the pub there was a dance hall, and the dance hall went on fire. The reason being and they were in the pub, but because the dance floor had tires underneath the dance floor to make it bouncy for some reason, the fumes coming out of the pub were so toxic that the people in the from the dance hall, the people in the pub could not leave the pub. So they were more or less, the firemen came in and related this news to the people in the pub. And so they were in the pub from 6 p.m. that day till 5 a.m. the next day. So the next day, they left the pub, and Dylan obviously was a child at the time and didn't have the comfort of drinking his way through those hours. So it was very, very boring. And as Dylan says, a lot of the time he spent looking at the wall, nothing better to do. So they were released at 5:30, and they had to get back on the bus to go back to Dublin. So we were talking about how we would title that particular story, and hell comes into the title quite aptly.